This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for May 12, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove. Is the 35th AGM, are derivatives a green solution? None of this is easy. We are making this up as we go along. Unraveling how to effectively mitigate the economic and market risks associated with climate change was the focus of an ISDA meeting session on Tuesday. But while the panel of international regulators and banking officials outlined their considerable and ongoing efforts, a clear path to a uniform solution remained elusive. We in derivatives understand complexity, said panel moderator Stephen Kennedy, ISDA's global head of public policy. Even so, he said, understanding the breadth and scope of ESG and climate change is a true challenge. Sarah Breeden, executive director, Bank of England, said her mission was green finance and finance green to support the orderly transition of the economy to net zero. To read the rest of this story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. There is greater volatility at the CME today, or better put, there are more volatility indexes published by the CME Group across nearly every investable asset class. CME Group announced today that it had added several new benchmark indices to its suite of CME Group Volatility Indexes, or CVOL. There is now implied volatility information across five new multi-product indexes on treasuries, agriculture, energy, metals, and commodities. There are also several new single-product benchmark indices based on the CME Group's highly liquid options market. By the way, my spell check did not like the word investable. It wanted to change it to investable. However, the difference in the words is that investable means ready for investment, and investable means can be invested. Making the indices available to trade would make them investable. In the meantime, we can get ready. ICE is offering a new way to compare apples to oranges in the ESG sector. ICE announced it has expanded its environmental, social, and governance reference data platform to include high-quality granular data that enables actionable comparisons across companies and sectors. The company also shared a selection of findings from across each of the three categories. Euronext leadership is doing a good job of telling the story of what the acquisition of Borsa Italiana does for the exchange's competitive strategy and position. The latest to tell the story via LinkedIn is Stefan Buzna, CEO and chairman of the managing board of Euronext. He wrote, "Yesterday, I was invited by Euronews to explain the rationale of the acquisition of Borsa Italiana and the migration of our core data center activities to a completely green and new generation data center in Bergamo, Italy. The acquisition of Borsa Italiana Group is a game changer in terms of scale, diversity of assets, and revenue mix. It is the most significant event since the group was established two decades ago. Our combined group is now the leading pan-European market infrastructure, firmly positioned as the number one venue in Europe for listing, secondary markets, and equity financing. Euronext is also becoming a critical player in the post-trade landscape and debt financing in Europe. By building the backbone of the capital markets union in Europe, we have never before been so strongly positioned to serve the post-COVID real economy in Europe. Never before could we so proudly display our European roots and global ambitions." Back in 2019, JLN included a Bloomberg story by Jeffrey Baer titled "CEO's $17,000 Birthday Party Spurs Commodity Brokerage Lawsuit." The story can be found with a link in today's newsletter. Yesterday, we were contacted by a press agent for the firm with this statement by OTC Global about the item reported in JLN. OTC Global Holdings LP and its affiliated and related entities, officers, directors, and employees, and John F. Klosik announced that they have resolved all claims between them. All matters are now closed, without a finding of liability against or a finding of any misconduct by any party, and the parties deny any wrongdoing as to each other. The resolution of the claims is confidential, and all parties' claims and counterclaims have been dismissed with prejudice. The law firm of Vinson and Elkins is holding a CLE event webcast titled Unpacking the Freeze in Texas, Lessons Learned and a Path Forward today. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. How much money do you have to make investing in Dogecoin before you would quit your job at Goldman Sachs? We have one data point for this question, as Aziz McMahon, head of emerging market sales at Goldman, has left the firm after making millions of dollars from the recent rise in Dogecoin. Tess Belton, an intern for the CME back in 2013, who participated in the inaugural MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity Summer Intern Series, is featured in Poets and Quants' annual list of 100 Best and Brightest MBAs. She is working on an MBA at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business. ISDA published a short brief today about day two of their AGM. There's a link in today's newsletter. Suzanne Cosgrove reports the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation reported that adult-use cannabis sales rose again in April, totaling more than $114.9 million. Combined with April's medical cannabis sales, total revenue topped $150.2 million in Illinois, up 3.7% from March. Where does that money go? Earlier this year, the Tax Foundation took a look at tax revenues in the states where recreational cannabis is currently legal, including Illinois. Check your state with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. This is from Bloomberg. GameStop and Dogecoin are this generation's rock and roll, and they're changing how markets work. Get-rich-quick trading is partly about entertainment, but it's having a very real impact on markets. It's been a weird year for the old guard of the financial markets industry. Consider the events of last week. U.S. employment data trailed economists' forecasts by the most on record, and more than 130 companies in the S&P 500 reported earnings. Now consider what created the most buzz in the markets. A massive rally in Dogecoin amid speculation that Tesla Inc. founder Elon Musk would give the cryptocurrency a boost while hosting Saturday Night Live. My comment, fear and greed do not change. Here's a story from The Guardian. Goldman Sachs executive quits after making millions from Dogecoin. A senior manager at Goldman Sachs in London has quit the U.S. investment bank after making millions from investing in Dogecoin, the joke crypto asset which has risen by more than 1,000% in value this year. Citi sources said Aziz McMahon, a managing director and head of emerging market sales, has resigned from the bank after making money from investing in the digital currency based on the Doge internet meme. I look forward to the movie where the plucky Goldman Sachs executive is laughed at but makes millions in the end, Jeff Bergstrom commented. Here's a press release from the CME Group. CME Group grows suite of CVOL indices to include key measures of implied volatility in treasuries, agriculture, energy, metals, and cross commodities. CME Group, the world's leading and most diverse derivatives marketplace, today announced it has added several new benchmark indexes to its suite of CME Group Volatility Indexes, or CVOL. Together with the previously introduced indices, CME Group now offers 40-plus CVOL indices across nearly every investable asset class. Beginning today, market participants can now access implied volatility information across 5 new multi-product indices on treasuries, agriculture, energy, metals, and commodities, as well as several single-product benchmark indices based on the CME Group's highly liquid options markets. My comment, it used to be easy to measure volatility at the CME by looking at whether Terry Duffy's jugular was bulging or not. Here is an entry from the Trading Technologies Trade Talk blog. 5 questions with Michael Andretis of Athens Stock Exchange. One of TT's key differentiators is the ease with which we can connect new markets to the platform. In fact, we have added more than 10 exchanges to TT over the last 18 months. The most recent addition to our expanding portfolio of market connectivity offerings is the Athens Stock Exchange, or ATHEX, which is the national stock exchange of Greece. On the heels of announcing the availability of ATHEX derivatives market on TT, we invited Michael Andretis, Chief Markets Operation and Business Development Officer at ATHEX, to tell more about the exchange and share his perspectives on some of the issues facing that region. We hope you enjoy this conversation with Michael. For more information, please visit the ATHEX website. My comment, I'm sure Elise Fleshaker would have preferred to travel to Greece for this interview, so would I. Here are the top 3 stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story on Tuesday was the Wall Street Journal's CFTC whistleblower program in peril over potential $100 million plus payout. Second was the video, Tom Sosnoff, The Path to Electronic Trading, from John Lothian News. Third was a repeat from Monday's top 3, NPR's I Came Close to Dying, Wall Street's Most Photographed Man is Ready for Normalcy, about stock trader Peter Tuchman. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.